You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The special design that the precious stone were placed on Urim v'Tumim and also on the shoulder of Aharon HaKohen. The name of the six tribes was on one side, and then the other six tribes on the other side. Right. So now we have the precious stone on his chest. There's a name of tribes and other details. And then we had on one shoulder six, and the other shoulder six. And the reason the Torah says,
by order?
Sorry, yeah, according to their birth. You know, the way, first La'imenu, but Zilha,
yeah.
And then Bilha, and then Rachel.
This question because anything about left, right, it's so...
So before we get to the details, so we have to see what's the reason that if you have the six here, the 12 here on his chest, then there are another six on each side. The name of the tribe, again, is repeated on his shoulder. Different precious stone. Right, so we'll get to the details later. We'll go step by step. We have time till 8:30, so
that's all.
Quarter to nine. That's but how?
What?
Yeah. It says in the Torah.
Well, to carry it. So to carry, no?
To carry? What to carry? No, what's the reason that these names has to be mentioned?
To remind them?
The name of Shevatim,
yeah? Yeah.
They represent
obviously, yeah, but the Torah brings a different reason.
In Pasuk,
that the reason is Lezikaron Lifnei Hashem. What does Lezikaron mean?
Remember.
As a reminder. Right. Because Hashem forgets, you know, so.
That's the question.
No, we forget.
It says in the Torah, Hashem, for the reminder to Hashem.
Reminder
of the golden calf?
No, there's no golden calf yet. That's Parashat Kitisa. This is Parashat Tetzaveh.
He forgets our sins. He doesn't overlook our sins.
Sin? What sin has anything to do with it? It says, engrave the name of the tribes. That's what it says in the Torah. Zechut. Okay, understand. But what does it mean to remind Hashem?
Because maybe the future generation will difficult days, and then Hashem reminds. Hashem reminds himself that because of.
Why are you making it complicated? Very simple. It says these names are placed on the chest and the shoulder of Aharon HaKohen to remind Hashem. That's what it says. You like complicated things?
No.
You just keep complicating it. Yeah, Hashem forgets, so you have to remind him. That's what you mean. Hashem forgets.
He doesn't forget, but it's always like this. Every day we say, Lezecha
Avraham. When was Rosh Hashanah, you forgot? We say, Ein Shechacha Lifnei Kiseh Avodecha.
Yeah, but every time we remind him every day.
What do you remind him?
To Tizkor et Akedat Yitzchak, Tizkor Zeh, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We all every day we ask him to remember us, to give us the zchut to forget about our sin.
So you have to ask yourself why you need to remind Hashem.
You're not reminding Hashem, reminding ourselves.
Reminding ourselves.
Yes.
So that's what it means?
Exactly.
So how come you don't say to remind yourself?
So that's what we sang it. We say it every day.
So why are you doing, what has anything to do with Ribono Shel Olam? If Ribono Shel Olam, you know, people when they go shopping, like they say, you know, don't forget the ice cream. And then they put something on their finger.
Yeah.
So they go to the market, they forget what is this for. So you have to make a reminder for the reminder. So now here is an interesting point that why the Torah says that this name has to be placed on chest and the shoulder of Aaron HaKohen for reminding Hashem. So here we have to say, obviously for Hashem there is no forgetfulness. He doesn't forget anything. Has shalom. So now, if he doesn't forget, like let's say we have a scenario about Noah, it's called the rainbow. The rainbow. So he says the rainbow, when it comes, what's the purpose of the rainbow?
Remember.
He
forgives us.
Not going to bring Mabul again.
He reminds himself that he should not take an action the way he did at the time of Noah.
Yes.
So that means at the time of Noah, he wiped out the whole world, put them under the mikveh. So now here, Hashem said, you know what, I'm making a reminder, so now I will not do the same thing. Make sense? Doesn't make sense. Make sense?
Yeah,
does that make sense? Make sense?
Yeah, so that's why he's teaching us to remind yourself.
Beautiful. That's very good. It's a very beautiful point. So that means if Hashem doesn't forget, but still he reminds himself that, you know, maybe I have to put things on pause. And that's the problem that we all have. Like let's say people go on a diet for how many days a week? Week, two, three, and then what happens after 3 weeks? They forget. Or like some people go to the dentist. How many days they wash their teeth or floss? Week or two, and then what happens?
Regular.
They go once a month, you know, once every 6 months or so. But why? Because we forget. So that means we have an instinct that we like to remind ourselves if it's important, if it's crucial, if it's to benefit of us, or if we're not going to lose money, or there's a loss. So we remember, semi. But if you know it doesn't important, maybe not, or we don't have too much care or value for it, so. So that means when people say, hey, I forgot, what does it mean?
Doesn't really want to do it.
That means I don't care about you.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
The psychology behind it is, like when you come late, I never will give you another example. The appointment that is very crucial to you, you never are late or you miss it, right? Like let's say, what is it called? The red eye flight?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Like 2 o'clock in the morning? You miss it. Why?
You want to make it
missing. Yeah, because you're going to lose whatever, you know, the penalty, this, that, the flight, yeah. But for other things that there's, you can get by with it. So now, back to this, to the precious stone. So here we see a very beautiful point that Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, I don't forget. But I make a reminder that to remind me, even though I don't forget, for you, that you forget, you have to make a reminder to not forget. Because we forget. People did so many things, good things for us. Where are they? Another run. Why? Because they forgot. They took your time. You know, they put hours and hours and hours for them to help them. But they're gone. Why? They forgot. They forgot. How can you forget? Years and years and years and years you gave, you helped. They disappear. Huh? Because you forget. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any relationship, that's how it is. That's how it is that you take advantage, take it as a granted, and then, you know, you say there's a better place for me, and you disappear. So now here, it's an interesting point that three times a day we have a mitzvah that is called Zechira, such as what does it mean? What do you look at? Tzitzit. Oh, beautiful. What is supposed to remind you?
Sorry? The mitzvot and the commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Commandment.
It
can take you out of
Mitzrayim. Right, that's true. But here, there's an ingredient that's missing. It's called Techelet. Yeah, Techelet. What we should have in mind, even though you look at it, it looks white, but in your imagination, you look at it as one of the strings are blue. So Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us from the Gemara, when you look at your tzitziot, it reminds you the ocean. The ocean should remind you the sky, and the sky should remind you the Kisa Kavod. That's the reminder we should have. So Ur'itim Uzchartim, right? Beside the mitzvot and 630 mitzvot, that's the reminder we have. So now, from the tzitzio that is blue, you have to go to the ocean, to the beach, kosher beach. And then from the ocean, you go to the sky and the kisa kavod. And the reason is, the techelet is blue and the ocean is?
Blue.
What?
No, it's clear.
Blue.
Blue.
Ocean is blue?
No, clear.
Clear. It's supposed to be clear.
Blue.
Blue?
The reflection of
you take a glass of water from the ocean?
The reflection of the
what
sky
color is it?
It's not blue.
Huh?
It's the reflection of the sky. It's not blue. It's clear. It's supposed to be clear. It's water. It's
clear. What?
Yes.
What color is ocean?
Clear.
No color. There's no color.
So blue. What do you mean? So
it's clear.
So why the Torah says, from the tzitzio, you have to go to the ocean to the sky, and the sky to the kisa kavod, to the throne of Hashem.
Because the kisa,
because the tolah
is misleading.
Rabbi, the tolah that have the blue, these come from the ocean.
So what?
You are
the color, the color.
The blood of the of this.
What kind of interior design you are? That's how you represent your project to the customer. What do you mean? It's clear. So you say it's blue. What blue? What blue? What do you mean?
Depends on the sun.
I know, but if you have a projector that is a reddish color, so now you light the wall. What color is the white? The wall.
White.
Huh?
It changes.
White.
I know, but the projector is red.
Red.
What color is the wall?
Red.
What do you mean? The wall is white. What has the issue with the projector?
The projection is red.
But I asked you what color is the wall.
White.
But you see it as a reddish color. So what has anything to do with it? So now here, if the ocean receives the reflection of the sky, what has anything to do with the color of the ocean? Ocean is clear, but you're telling me I have to look at the tzitziot. Reminds me of the ocean, and the ocean reminds me of the sky, and the sky that takes me all the way up to Kisa Kavod and his throne of Hashem.
First, you tell where you can find the kosher beach.
Yeah, we spoke about it this morning. About it.
You know where
the
kosher beach?
This morning we spoke about it. Yeah.
If you want
to find,
is there the sky
that's
blue? Why is it the blueness of the
Kisa Kavod? Yeah.
It is connected?
Right. Now, but here, the depth of matter, beside what the Torah is expecting from us, is back to reminder. So now, here, there are many things that we like to, or prefer to remind ourselves. Like, let's say, what's the first thing after you finish Arvit? What's the first reminder that you have? Dinner, right. Yeah. After Shacharit, when you finish your Shacharit, what reminds you? Breakfast. Breakfast. So that means your program that automatically, instantly, that you remind yourself of, you know, whatever that you used to, you're habited to. So now, people, like, after you get off work, what do they do? You finish, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, what do you do? Yeah, that's one choice, yeah. People go exercise, they go to the gym, or they have gathering with their friends. You know,
Mincha Ma'ariv,
yeah, was that a shame? Yeah. There are, how many people attended Disneyland today?
Thousands.
Half a million?
Yeah.
Half a million, yeah. They paid?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't charge here. But people rather to go there, right, because they're amused. But here we learn a very interesting point, that you are given the potential to create reminder in your system, right? So let's say, and this thing that you have in your pocket has something called a reminder, right? It has an alarm, right? And then people, they store things that to remind them, and it pops out at a certain time, right? So now you have the option to, like, let's say, go shopping. Don't forget this. Go pick up whoever. So now you make reminders constantly. So here we see a very beautiful point. And that is, obviously, the ocean has no color. But we are told, when you look at the tzitziot, you should remind you of the ocean. But it doesn't have the clue a blue color. Why you want me to look at something that is clear, that has nothing to do with what I'm looking at? And the answer here is, the task of the Yehudi in life is to be able to see the reflection of the Shamayim in the water. The water has no color, but your task in life here is to bring the reflection to this earth. So that means your intention and your task and your goal in life should be what I can bring to my life, or to Am Israel, that has some sense and some taste of what is in Shamayim. And then that will take you and lead you to Kisa Kavod. But here, the ocean is colorless. But your task here is to give color to the ocean. But if you don't have a sense that remind yourself, so then you go according to your habit, or people offer you, and there are many, many offers out there. And then you pull, no, toward whatever that amuse you or make you happy, as you know what they call it, happy. The term happy, where does it come from?
Happening.
Happening. Chazak Baruch. That means you not working, you're not toiling what the happiness is all about. Let's have a good time. That's what people do. Let's make chayim, they call it. Meaning that you just amuse yourself. Not that you work what the happiness is all about, but the simcha is all about. So here we learn that Ibn Shalom is telling us, I don't forget anything, but I made a system to not forget. So more so that you forget things and you maybe you heard the story about the villager who came to the city. You heard?
No.
You didn't hear? Wait. He came to the city, so we were now for the first time going around. Then you enter the place. This is pitch dark. And there are no pictures moving on the wall. So he went on top of the stage and he had a flashlight. It's a flashlight, you start turning and you see people in front of him. Start screaming, whoa, Chacham! Get out of there! What are you doing? He said, what do you mean? I'm trying to light up the place for you. He said, no. This place, you can only see whatever that's going on in darkness. It has to be dark. That means the phony people, not reality, you only can see it in darkness. He entered the theater. So that means when it's light, like let's say the movie in the gold old days, the projector, the movie finishes, what do you see? It's all lighting up. What does it mean? That means people prefer to stay in darkness and see their fake things. When you want to light up the place for them, when they're running the truth, they run away. Hey, you're talking to me? Wait a minute, you talk to your Abba? Who am I to talk to? You talk to the teacher? Oh, you're talking to me. So that means you run away from the emet. Why? Because the emet is very bitter. How do you say it in Persian? Very, very bitter. So that means you run away what the truth is all about. And that's why you rather to stay in the darkness and look at the phony things, phony people, and enjoy them. Why? Because in the same category as what is called kozeb. Persian is called a kozeb. Kol ha'adam kozeb. That's how we said in Halel. That the Melam Shalom mentioned, so that means rather be in that group and stay in the darkness rather than somebody light up the place for you. So have a flashlight with us and don't stay in the darkness and remind ourselves and what the emet it is. And without a shame, it's good.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.